May the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
We are going to talk about God leading his ministers in the Old Testament. And it will be like sort of, you know, discussion, asking questions and you answer. Okay? So now, give me names. You have 2 minutes. Of leaders who were led by God in the Old Testament and they led people.
Moses.
Joshua.
Nehemiah.
Ezra.
Ezra.
David.
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Solomon. Elijah. Okay, mention.
Gideon.
Susanna.
Did she lead anybody?
Esther
might be, yes.
Esther, yeah.
Huh? That's good that you start to get name of women here. You know, we always. Daniel?
Deborah.
Huh?
Deborah.
Bravo, Ali.
Joseph.
That's good. Deborah. And Nehemiah. So, I'm going to, you know, again, we'll talk about 2 characters, Nehemiah and Deborah. Deborah here, the Bura. Okay. Type. We need to know that when God created man, he created man to be led and to share and to lead. To be led, to share and to lead. To be led by?
God.
To be led by God. And to share with whom? The other. Fellowship. With? Adam. Shared with me. Adam.
Eve.
Shared with Eve. Okay? And then he was a leader also. Leader of? The family. He and Eve. And the creation. God gave him dominion over the creation. You are the leader of the creation. And this is the example we have to live. We have to be led by God. To share. And it's important to share. And then to lead. Complete. Together. Sometimes we take one. Say, I'm the leader. That's it. I don't want to share. I don't want to be led. Or, I've been led. Anybody just leading me. Doesn't work. We have to have the 3 together because this is how we are designed. The manufacturer saying that. We have to have the 3 together. Okay? So that's clearly. Okay. So. Who is the greatest leader the world ever has had?
Jesus.
Okay. We'll talk about Nehemiah now. Just quickly. I'll give you quick history to know where is Nehemiah. Okay? Nehemiah, you know that after David established the kingdom, Solomon came, division of the kingdom, northern kingdom and southern kingdom, Samaria, the capital of the northern kingdom, and then Judea, the capital of the southern one, Israel and Judah, and then they went to captivity. Israel were being taken captive first, and then Judah after that. And while they were in captivity, alright, they lived under kings who were not belonging to definitely Israel or Judah. Nehemiah came at the time where, you know, there was a Persian king, and Nehemiah, when they started to return from the exile, people returning now from the exile. They were exiled and returning from the exile. They returned from the exile in 3 waves. The first one was under Zerubbabel, right? And this was 537. Mind you, the captivity of Judah completed, you know, nearly around 600, year 600. So they stayed 70 years in the captivity, and then the first wave under Zerubbabel, the second under the leadership of Ezra the scribe and the priest, and this was 458, and then the last one was under Nehemiah, 444, okay, BC. Okay, the just quick, you know, idea. So Nehemiah was in captivity, all right, but there were people who returned back to Jerusalem to Jerusalem earlier, okay, and Ezra built the temple, and now the temple was completed, but, you know, he thought that everything was going well, until he got a report. We'll see now. Mm-hmm. Okay, we said, who is Nehemiah? Nehemiah is a leader. Nehemiah as a leader was led by God. See, but if you read the book of Nehemiah, say, how? It's not written that God called him. The story started that one, you know, from his relatives came or went to Shushan, and then he asked him how things are going. We don't know how God called him, but you see, he himself put that in the second chapter, chapter 2. I had not told anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem. What does it mean?
God
put in his heart. Because sometimes we try to limit God the way he talks to us, right or wrong. I want certain signs. I want you to talk to me in a certain way. Otherwise, I'm not going to listen. But as St. Paul said, that, you know, he said, God, who had at various times and in various ways spoke. Okay? In various ways. Not only one way. We most of the time have one way and want God to talk to us in this way. So I've been called by God and led by God. And we'll find that now in a minute. Okay, I want somebody to read this. And from now on, you will talk and I will listen. Okay? You read and I'll ask questions and then you answer. Who can read this for us? Somebody will add information. You can see. Adam?
Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days.
Okay. The first question is, when you read these few verses, what do you think about Nehemiah as a leader? What are the characters you can get only from these few verses about Nehemiah as a leader? I just put them on, you know, PowerPoint so you can read them and get out what I, you know, you can see them. And you can.
I think I'll take this away so you can.
He's sensitive.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Caring.
Huh? Caring. Yes, this is one. Caring. What else?
Passionate.
Passionate. Okay, good. You see, Nehemiah was a cup holder. You know what does it mean, cup holder?
Wine bearer.
A very, very high rank in the kingdom. Why? Because in the old days, they used to, when they want to poison the king, put the poison in what he drinks. So the cup holder, one of the most trusted persons in the kingdom. He was in a very good position. Okay? But he cared, as you said, for his people. He asked, how are they? This is the leader. The leader, sometimes we think about leader. Yeah, leader is above all. No. Leader thinks about every one of those whom he leads. Okay? Caring. What else? What else?
Responsible.
Responsible. How?
He's living a good life. He doesn't.
Exactly.
He shouldn't care. He brought back home his.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, he living a good life, and he doesn't care or shouldn't care about others. What else? Him from this?
Loyal.
Okay, all going the same one. But can you see now? He had got the size of the problem. Jerusalem, you know what happened here?
The wall
broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. This is the problem. The leader has to assess and see the size of the problem. It was a problem. So, what should he do after? Guess. All right, sad and mourning. Okay, that's fine. Emotional, and we don't ignore emotions. Emotions are very important. Christ had emotions, and he went to Lazarus' tomb, and he wept. And he wept on Jerusalem. There is nothing wrong to have emotions. But when you have emotion, you have to have hope with these emotions. Okay? Not only emotions without, you know, having hope. So, what is next, do you think?
He's taking it to God.
Huh?
He's taking it to God.
Huh? Hell.
Fasting and praying.
Hell.
Praying.
Huh? Three. This is what we said already. Define what to do next. This is coming. Fasting and praying before God of heaven. There are three things here. Pray, fast, and trust. Pray, fast, and trust. He prayed, he fasted, and he trusted the God of heaven. Again, live by God. Okay? What he did, he seek God's guidance to be led by God. You have to ask. You have to seek his guidance. Okay? So that's what he did. Okay. Do you know how long did he pray?
Years.
Okay, I'll tell you something very interesting. And when, before how long did he pray? Can you see what he... I'm not going to read all that because of time, but I would like you to see that when he prayed, he addressed his prayer to the Lord God of heaven. And then he starts to say, yes, we have done wrong. And he might not, but he said, I am one of them. He spoke with we. We. Why are you including yourself? Because I'm one of them. When a leader speaks, say, I have said, thank you very much. But when we say, we decided, it's a we, not I. This is the successful leader. We, not I. And he said, we have sinned. And then start to play, you know, on a way, remember God. Please remember. Remember your covenant. Remember your promises. Start to, you know, remind God. God knows, but he wants us to talk to him like, remember your covenant. And you see, exactly what he did here, he didn't say what he wants. He started, oh great God, God of heaven and earth, just praising God. And that's what we do in the liturgy. Oh great and eternal God. Start talk to God first and then ask. He didn't ask. But he continued to pray here. And you know, how did he pray? As I told you, the 4 points. I'm sorry, I have to go quickly because of time. But he trusted and waited. He waited patiently. For how long? He started to pray in, you know, the months called Chivels. Chislev. And end in Nisan. In the Hebrew calendar, this month is the third month of, you know, calendar بتاعتهم اللي هي مش مش الاكليزياتيكال 1 الثانيه اللي هي لا مش الغوليوم لا الكالندر اللي هي المانث الكالندر بتاعتهم اللي هي الكالندر هم they are following because they have two calendar, one ecclesiastical which started in Nisan in April, all right, the time they went out of Egypt, and the one which they use, you know, as the other people, like we have the Annum Martyrdom and the one, the calendar, the normal calendar we use. Okay, so this is one Nisan is one for, you know, this is for the ecclesiastical calendar. So this is the ninth month of the ecclesiastical calendar, and this is the first month. So from the ninth to the first, 4 months. He continued to pray 4 months. And then he didn't ask God when I'm going to speak to the king at all. He prayed and left that rest for God. What happened?
Are they actually in the Bible
today,
or is that just history that tells
you? No, it is in the Bible. He started, his friend came, and the first one, and then he prayed and entered to the king on that month. So therefore, preparation. Okay. What did he say to the king here? Who can read?
May the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burdened with blood?
He's talking to the king. What is he doing now? He's giving or introducing what? The problem. Okay? He asked him, why you are sad? He's introducing the problem. Okay? So he introduced this problem. He explained the problem. What is next? He put his request. He put his request. But before he put his request, what did he do? I prayed to God of heaven. Can you see? This is a leader. Okay? And then he started to ask him, I want to go back to build the wall and everything. And then something's astonishing here that... Sorry. What he did, he remembered, or he was very well... He was very well prepared, as he knew the name of the one who called Asaph. That's it. Letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forests. He prepared everything very well. So when the king will ask him, has everything prepared. He didn't stand before him and he asked me what I want. And start, he was very well prepared. He prepared himself. When the king, I prayed and left timing for God. He didn't knock and said, please, I want to tell you something. He didn't say that at all. He said, God, whenever you allow that to happen, that's fine. I'm praying and the rest is yours. And then God spoke in the heart of this king. What is the problem? He put the problem, he was well prepared, because if, he was asked this question and he was not preparing himself or well prepared, he wouldn't ask for anything at all. So he prepared himself, all right, and then prepared himself to the limit that he knew in the name of this man. And then what happened? He said, okay, fine, now, as we said, he put his request to accomplish his task. Can you see the leader? And then, what did he do? Started to develop strategy. Okay, I'm going back. What I'm going to do? You see what he did here? He went, viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gates, which were burned with fire. He took few people with him. What he's doing here?
Inspection.
And assessing. So how much is the damage? How much work I want to do? But he didn't go again on his own. He took few with him. Okay? Can you see? Again, a teamwork. Yes, he was not going to take everybody with him. It doesn't work. But he took few. Fine, I'll take few with me. Okay? And he assessed the size of the problem. Assessment. And after assessment, what happened? Okay, he start now to talk to people. What is that? Sharing. We can. That's why sharing is important. Said to be led, to share, to lead. Okay, be led by God. Now he is
sharing.
Okay. Now, what he did? He say, "I'm looking."
Encouraging.
encouraging them. Come on, let us build the, you know. لو شفت المظاهرات في مصر عامله ازاي؟ كانوا يقعدوا يهتفوا ولا حد عارف هو بيقول ايه، لكن هو كله عمال يهيص. هو encouraging them. Come on, let us build the wall. We want, you know, I told, بعدين when he told them that, he started again to talk about God. Because God is the center. Right? That's why he was led by God. You see what he said here? I told them, he said, come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach. يعملوا ايه بقى؟ عيب عليكم. يعني it's not good. Let us arise and do something. Okay? Okay. And then, but I'll tell you something. According to my experience with God, I know that. And I told them of the hand of my God which had been good upon me. Can you see? حسب يد إلهي الصالحة. جميلة أقول أيدي أحبقه. لأنه هو ده. This is not my, this is the leader. It is not me. This is my experience. Let us work. But my experience saying that my God always, not sometimes, always his hand is good upon me. Okay? His experience.
Can I ask you why he didn't say our God? Why he didn't say our God?
Because this is his personal experience. He's talking to them from his personal experience now. This has happened to me. So that's why I'm telling them my God here. Okay? And then here, let us rise up and build. يبقى عمل ايه هنا؟ To make people aware of the problem and then empowering them and then reassuring them through his own personal experience. Can you see? A good leader. Okay. Have a few minutes left. Told them, you know this, you know, this verse very well, that God of heaven himself will prosper us. Therefore, we his servant will arise and build. Okay? So he's telling them, okay, God will give us success, but you have a part to play. Don't pray without playing. You have to pray and not play, يعني لا, a part to play, a role to play, يعني. يعني هي كده, يعني هي عاوزة كده, عاوزة, لازم يبقى في action. ما قعدش بقى, I'm praying, امتى هيجي, مش هيجي. You have to work, okay? And then, this is very good, he built up a team, teamwork. He didn't say, alright, and he was very organized, said, okay, how can I get people to build the wall? How? It's okay. Everyone will build in front of his own house, and the priest to build up in front of the temple. So they will feel this is something, you know, sacred. This is something we have to do, and then build up the team according everyone according to his talent. Okay. And facing the opposition. Definitely, when you work as a leader, you'll find opposition always. Okay, people mocking him. But what he did, when they start to, you know, opposition started, he again,
prayed.
Can you see? He's a man of prayer, led by God. صح? Start to pray again. And when I start to pray, قال له بقى, بصوا, نصح شوية, قال له إيه بقى? It's not my problem. It's your problem, God. بيكلموا علينا احنا بتوعك احنا. It's not my problem. Hear, O our God, for we are despised. بيقول له يعني بيحاول ايه؟ يعني يقول له ربنا شايف بيعملوا فينا ايه؟ عشان خاطرك انت مش خاطرك. صحيح؟ هو كان عارفين؟ Who did that before? Who? لا. ها؟ لا. Have you heard about King Hezekiah?
Hezekiah?
Yeah. Huh? What did he do?
He put the paper on the altar.
Bravo, Alik. The letter which Sanharib sent to him, he got it, put it in the altar. See God what he's saying about you, not about us. طبعا ربنا لا ما ينفعش. خلاص؟ This is how Nehemiah dealt with it. Okay? After that, nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God. Every time he has opposition, what he was doing? Praying. Okay? Man led by God. أنا همشي بسرعة كانوا في الحتة دي. Okay. معلش. Again. معلش. Yeah. He was leading by example. Okay. معلش. I just you know few slides because of time. Like what I want to say here, he led by example. He didn't sit down and say, okay, you do that, you do that, you do that. I'm sitting there. When you need me, come back. Yeah. He went with them and he started to work personally. Well, leader, leading by example. And I know that you will have tomorrow a full lecture of leading by example. What is important? Yeah, this work is important. But why? One question. Why Nehemiah wanted to build the wall? Question here.
To
protect the city, yes. Why do you want to protect the city? Have you thought about it before? Why do you want to protect the city? To make it a fortified city so nobody can... Okay, why? Why? There's a reason.
It can be safe to build their houses.
What to do when they build their houses?
They are God's people. They're not supposed to be ashamed of...
Okay, what was in Jerusalem important?
The temple.
I'll tell you something. In the old days, if a city without a wall, it is vulnerable. Okay, so people will not be encouraged to return back to Jerusalem. What is the importance of them returning back to Jerusalem?
Start worshiping God.
Worship and offering.
Sacrifice.
That's it. That is the center of their worship. Without sacrifice, nothing. So he wants to build them spiritually. But he cannot do that unless he builds the walls so they will feel safe to come back. Can you see? This is a mentality. He didn't to build the wall to say, Nehemiah built the wall. Yes, salam, bravo alaykum. This is not the intention. The intention was, I want them to have a spiritual restoration and transformation. So they have to come. I build the wall. Now it is fortified, it is protected, come and dwell in it. And let us again revive. Revive what? Revive everything, the worship. After that, after he built the wall in 52 days, which was, you know, it's a miracle. 52 days. The whole wall, have you been to Jerusalem and see how big? How did they do that in 52 days? Day and night they were working. Okay, but what I want to say, he asked Ezra the priest to come and to read the law. And then he starts saying, keep the Sabbath. And then he starts saying, we have to have our feasts back. Let us go and offer sacrifice. Can you see? This is spiritual restoration. I'll tell you something here. Whom he asked to read the book of law? Why not himself? I'm the leader.
He's not
a priest. Can you see now? Because sometimes when we come to a position of a leader, yes I am. I can do everything. أنا الجوكر عن كل حاجة. Whatever you want me to do, I will do. Doesn't work like that. No, there is a priest to do that. This is a part of the priest. Who did that before and was refused by God because he took
soul.
Okay, can you see? Function. Doesn't mean that I'm leader. I have to function on my own. There are other people to work. Okay, I'll stop here, but this is what he did with his, you know, people. Definitely, at the end, he gave glory to God, not himself. Everything he said at the end, done by our Lord or our God. All this success. 5 minutes exactly, Deborah, because again, this is the second one, which really was a very successful leader. Deborah, where do we find the story of Deborah?
Judges.
Okay, good. Rav Alek, who is Deborah? That's good. That's right. She was a judge. That's right. All right. Huh? Prophetess. Judge and prophetess. Huh? Hagatani? Huh? Sorry. Deborah, yeah. She was a judge in Israel. And I'll go quickly. There's a judge in Israel. Her name, the Bura. Nahla. Bee. What does the bee do?
Very active.
Think. Hmm? And give?
Honey.
She did that. She stung the enemies and gave honey to the people of God. Okay? This is her name. Okay? She was the only woman chosen to be one of these judges, and she was a prophetess. She was a married woman, busy, all right, with a family, but also she was a judge. And the word judge, not like our day's judge now, no, judge means for them three things: administration, settlement of disputes, and military leadership. You know where she was sitting? Where was her office? When I was preparing this, I said, something came to my mind. Why تحت النخلة يعني إشمعنى يعني تتخيلوا somebody has his office. طبعا احنا الأوفيس بيبقى يعني لكن her office was under a palm tree. لا بالعكس النخلة بالذات ما فيها البلة.
شو تنزل بقى؟
What does it mean? I started thinking about this just this morning when you know I was just came. Why under the palm tree? Why under the tree? Not a palm as a palm tree, but why under the tree? You know what? She was accessible to everybody. I'll tell you a story. Marshall, I'll tell you a story. Marshall, let's march on that. I remember before I became a priest, I was an ordinary priest, and I said, now the Abuna Angelus. And then he was traveling to Egypt the next day, and I was him at what, 12:30, you know, every morning, 12:30, not in the morning, I mean, 12:30, Belaya, night time. And then the phone rang. Couldn't afford to lay. The phone rang, and then he answered the phone. I said, Abuna, come on. Switch off your mobile phone, you know. It's, people have to realize that you have time to rest. And 12:30, it's like, I don't like to do mobile, because sometimes people ask for, you know, things that I have to, okay, it's horrible. Well, then, after that, around 1 o'clock, he's got a phone call, right? He says, yes, and he went in, locked the door, and he said, it's not talk, and then, came back and said, what's the problem? He said, you know, you told me to switch off the phone. That just, you know, somebody left her house 1 o'clock in the morning and she didn't know where to stay. And she rang Sayyidina because her parents just said, go out, don't come back. And he spoke to the girl, spoke to her parents, and then he told them, what, I don't know what did he tell them, but at the end, she went back home. Okay? So, if he didn't answer his phone, what should have happened? Could have happened at that time. Can you see? Accessible. And a lesson to learn, yes, sometimes, you know, the leader, this is the price of it. For the sake of Christ, he didn't switch his phone anytime. Yes, he answered, and he solved the problem. If he didn't answer the phone at that time, what could have happened? Sorry, Marsh. What I want to say here, it's important for the leader to be accessible. Okay, it's important. So she was under the palm tree; everyone can come and see her. Christ Himself did that. He didn't stay in a house and say, come, who want to be healed? Come, stay. He was walking everywhere to do that, okay? So, that just quickly, she lived by God, okay? Yeah, again, she was led by God. She talked to Barak, the military leader, and then she leads, led her people. Stayed in touch with God. Just I would like to get the message. She told Barak, if you get it, do you have your Bibles, please? It is. Yeah, I put it. Judges 4:6. Can you read, please?
Then she sent a call for Barak, the son of Abinoam, from Kedesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "Has not the Lord God of Israel commanded, go and deploy troops at Mount Tabor? Take with you 10,000 men of the sons of Naphtali and the sons of Zebulun, and against you I will deploy Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude at the river Kishon, and I will deliver him into your hand."
Okay, what did he say?
And Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go."
Okay, it's fine. Here, she said, "The Lord said." The Lord said. So she was in connection, in touch with the Lord. Okay? When she called Barak, Barak said, "All right. If you will go with me, I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go." What do you think about that? If you are Deborah and you are the leader, what are you going to say?
I'll go with you.
But what you will say? Have you seen a woman in the battlefield? It's not nice. Honestly, you know, she has a plan. God told her to do that and that and that. But she was flexible. She said, "Okay, you want me to come with you? I will come." Why? I'll tell you something. When you are a leader and somebody asks, you have to think beyond, you know, what you see. I'll give you an example. Can feed a little girl and her mom, you know, went to her, and the little girl had 2 apples. So her mom said, "Can I have one, habibti?" I don't know how to say. A bite from this one and a bite from the other one. Mom gets, she gets very, you know, upset. What do you think? Why did the girl do that? This was the answer. This was the answer. Then, I want to give you the sweetie one. Like a mom. Sometimes we have perception, and this perception is here. Okay? And we just make it for everybody. So this is the point. He said, "I will not go unless you come with me." Okay, I will come with you. There is no problem at all. Because he might need the support. Why not? And she was a prophetess. So he said, "If she will come with me, will give me a blessing."
Sure.
And you know, Sahkar said,
representing the grace and God. And she was representing the grace and God himself. We are speaking to God.
That's the point. ما قلتوش بقى شغل العيال ده ايه؟ وانا هاجي معاك اعمل ايه؟ ما قلتوش شي انسان. Oh, that's one of the child's way to present that you are the leader. But she went. And when she went with him, she said something, okay? She was very supportive but was honest. He told him, "Okay, I will come with you, but we say, God deliver Sisera to hand of woman." And who delivered? Huh? Who delivered Sisera? God. It's not me. It's God again. She was led by God. The glory all goes to God. Okay? So she was very flexible. Flexible and supportive and honest. She was a team player. She went with him. She didn't say, "I'm the leader." She was a team player. Okay? "I will come with you. Let us go." Not why she did that. She decided to do that for one reason. Because the war is for the Lord. It's not ours. Huh? This is the leader. I'll go quickly again. She was very humble when they have victory in this battle. She gave all the glory to the Lord, praising God for his works. And this is what she did. A whole chapter 5 was praising Paul prays, one of the very, very nice praises in the Old Testament, the praise of Deborah. Okay? She praised God, and also the message was very clear, it is not me, it is not Barak, it is God. And this is the leader. It is not me, it is God. It's always God. Okay? And her praise concluded with this, yeah? Thus let all your enemies perish, O Lord, but let those who love him be like the sun when it comes out in full strength. Huh? So this is the conclusion. That's what she concluded that. So the conclusion, Deborah, as a woman, would not be expected to be in the battlefield. Okay? But she went. And also, it wasn't even the cultural tradition at that time. But she did that. So we need to have this mentality that we have to be flexible with it. It's not rigid. And if it is not, you know, going to contradict with God's commandments and law, why not? The leader should be flexible. Imagine if Deborah said to Barak, I'm not coming with you. What would have happened? So she was very flexible, thought about it, and said, let it be, so we can have, you know, to win our, you know, go to the war and conquer, because she was sure that they are going to win, conquer their enemies. Why? Because God said. God said a lot of things to us. Do we have this faith that it will happen? Deborah had. Okay? And then Deborah demonstrated, you know, how we can take the negative situation in our lives and use them to progress rather than to hinder us. That's what's another point. The negative, that weakness of Barak might not be a weakness of Barak, as Sayyidina said, he wants a blessing and the presence of God with him, you know, presenting with the prophetess. But she used that and changed that to a positive thing. And she showed us to be led by God and to lead despite challenging conditions. So we can, as you know, look at both of them, Nehemiah and Deborah, and take this mentality and try to be like Nehemiah in the way he presented his case, and to Deborah in the way she was very, you know, she was led by God, and again she led her people for this great victory. Okay? Thank you so much.